Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Genesis 1:31 says, God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Some people ask, how could God make the whole universe in just 6 days? We might better ask, why did it take him so long? He could have made everything in 1 nanosecond. But God is a God of purpose and order, and the special way he made everything reflects this. Notice that the 6 days of creation are arranged in 2 threes. On the first 3 days, he formed the various environments. On the following 3, he filled them. On day 1, he separated the light from the darkness, preparing outer space. In day 2, he separated the waters on the earth from the waters in the atmosphere. And on day 3, he separated the seas from the land and gave the land vegetation. On day 4, he filled what he formed on day 1, with the sun, moon, and stars in outer space. On day 5, he filled what he formed on day 2, creatures in the sea and birds in the sky. Then on day 6, he provided inhabitants for the land, first animals and finally human beings. This pattern of forming and filling was beautifully shown when, quote, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, chapter 2, verse 7. This is what God does with all those who put their trust in him. He forms us anew and then fills us with all the blessings of Christ. As Paul wrote, God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. If you accept the light of God's truth, you receive the life in God's Son. So we read, the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Have you received this gift of life?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.